The Yankees looking for the four-game sweep of the Mets at Citi Field. Gary Sanchez looking to make it 4-6 games, first inning, facing Steven Matz.
Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in high in the air to deep left center. Conforto on the run at the track, at the wall. It's gone. Into the M&M suite seats in left center field beyond the 370 mark. A three-run homer for Gary Sanchez, his 22nd of the year. And here in the first inning, the Yankees have a 3-0 lead.
Pitch on the way. Sanchez belts it in the left, a base hit right away. One run in. Cespedes firing towards home plate. One hop dropped by Darnell. It's a two-run single, as it turns out. It is now 7-0. They had a shot there. Severino scored easily. Brett Gardner, who is fast, of course, came wheeling around third, and he arced his way, I thought, a little wide. Cespedes really didn't have a chance to go get him. And Darnell coming across with the tag, just forgot the baseball. One pitch leads to two runs batted in. And that's against the ledger of Steven Matz.
The 0-2. Fastball in there, strike three call. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Eight strikeouts for Severino. He has retired eight in a row, and at the end of five, it's the Yankees 7 and the Mets nothing. Two to Cabrera. Swung on and missed strike three. What a great slider Luis Severino has. He used it to punch out Cabrera. Nine strikeouts now for Severino. The Mets trailing 7-1, have the bases loaded, nobody out. And the top of the order coming up. First pitch hit deep to right field. Judge going back. It's on the way. Grand slam, Curtis Granderson. He hit it off the facing of the upper deck in right field, the Coca-Cola corner. And the Mets have turned this into a ball game. With nobody out of the bottom of the ninth inning, it's the Yankees 7 and the Mets 5. 0-2 the count. Now the pitch to Lagares. Curveball hit weakly on the ground towards first. Fielded by Austin. He leads Betances to the bag in time. The ball game is over, and the Yankees have swept the four-game 2017 Subway Series.
The Mets swept away by the Yankees. Manager Terry Collins spoke after.
That is a hard question to answer because, I think the real answer is we absolutely wring the rag dry with ideas that we've all seen in the past, we've all used in the past. That's Dan, Ricky, anybody. Ideas that might help. And I think Steven's open to any suggestions, but when he's out on the mound, he's got to just think about one thing, and that's, making a quality pitch. And you saw in the first inning tonight, all his fastballs were up in the zone. Now, I'm of the belief that if you've ever done that before, I think you should be able to step off the mound, take 10 seconds, and say, hey, I've been here before, and what did I do to correct it? And then correct it, and then make better pitches. And again, I asked him after I took him out if he was physically okay. And he said he was fine. So we've got to find some different answers if something might work.
Steven Matz loses his sixth straight decision. He talked after the game.
Not really sure. I've been trying a bunch of different stuff. It just hasn't really been translating. Like I said before, biggest thing is with guys on. That's where I'm getting hurt. Not necessarily, it's just execution. Not necessarily. We were looking at video and don't really see too big of a difference in my mechanics, so we're not going to start messing around with that.
Up next, the Mets stay at home Friday to face the Marlins. Chris Flexen on the Hill.